All right. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower here until 5 a.m. I'm your weekday overnight dude. Dmitry Samarov is going to join me live in studio after 3 o'clock, talk about some of the stuff that he's written for The Reader and The Trib. But right now, I want to welcome back to the show Anthony Whitaker and Jamal Howard from the New American Folk Theater. They are also in their new show at the Den Theater called Trash, which runs through May 15th. Anthony, Jamal, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us. Thank
you.
Let's talk a little bit about, before we get into the show and the theater company and all that stuff, let's just talk about your personal background. Anthony, how did you start in theater? How did it begin for you?
Children's theater when I was 10. Mm-hmm. I did a production of Midsummer Night's Dream.
Where are you from?
South Carolina, okay. Greenville, South Carolina.
And did you have a theater program at your school? Or?
No, I grew up in a children's theater, in a community theater that Joanne Woodward grew up in, the Greenville Little Theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
and I went to a high school for the arts in South Carolina.
So right from the get-go, you knew you wanted to perform?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
It's you know, either that or Jesus and football.
Well, okay, I can understand why you chose the route that you chose. Jamal, what about you? How did you start in theater?
Well, I started in a very similar way, children's musical theater. I grew up doing musicals since I was 8 at Children's Musical Theater San Jose. Mm-hmm. And, fell in love with it, knew I wanted to do it, and have been doing it ever since.
How'd you come to Chicago?
School. I went to Loyola University.
Mm-hmm. And you said you stayed since?
Yep. Okay. Been here.
Okay. And what about you?
A flight attendant.
you were a flight attendant?
No, I followed a flight
you
attendant.
You followed
a flight attendant. No, and I came here and I went to Second City. I went through the Second City Conservatory program in the early 90s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you came here because of someone.
Yes.
But you ended up in, like, the best theater city in the country.
Well, I really wanted to go to Second City.
Yeah.
So maybe that was why I came here.
Yeah.
And I just led a relationship.
That happens, man. That happens. So, you went to Second City, and was that a good experience for you? Did you like
it? Great. Yeah. I was there. My first teacher was Stephen Colbert. Mm-hmm. And I had Don DePaolo and...
Yeah.
And I had Steve Carell for 2 weeks when Don DePaolo died.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that's
it was a
nice
time. It
that's
was a
cool.
nice time to be there.
You know, I was there when Farley was on main stage.
Yeah.
When I went. And I went there in the late 80s, mm-hmm. Into the early 90s.
Right.
So, we were around the same time. We were there right around the same time. And it was a good experience. And that's what got me into theater, too.
Yeah.
Was that experience at Second City.
Yeah.
So, I teamed up with a bunch of people who went to Second City and were pissed because they didn't get chosen for like tour co or main stage.
Yeah.
And then just said, let's just start a theater company. And that's how it started.
And I used to go there all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm a big fan of White Trash Wedding and a Funeral.
Well, thank you very much. By the way, your show is called Trash.
Yes, it is called Trash.
it's a shorter title than White Trash Wedding and a Funeral.
Yeah.
But it's at the Den Theater, which is at 1333 North Milwaukee. And you guys are there all the time.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And we was telling you guys off the air that space has become so incredibly popular. And so many theater companies use it. That must be fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the best parts about performing and doing a show at the Den is having all the different theater communities come together after the show, mm-hmm. and everyone's together at the bar. It's a lot of fun.
Now, did you guys host that meeting that they just had where they with the sexual harassment where all the theater companies got together? No, it wasn't.
No.
Clearly, you guys didn't host
it. We just got that in an email today, though.
Yeah.
They had a meeting where all the theater companies, not all, but a lot of the theater companies, including my alma mater, The Factory, mm-hmm. was one of the companies. They got together and they put together a proposal with a set of rules where you can't cross the line in terms of sexual harassment and in that world, because it's been so prolific in theater.
It was also just a good sort of rule guide to put together for a lot of aspects of theater, especially in non-union theaters.
Audition rules and things.
Right.
But I'd like to say they stole an idea of mine without asking. I have always given myself the title of non-equity deputy.
Oh, is that right?
Show. Yeah. And so I can now report to the non-equity office.
As the non-equity.
functions. Yeah.
Deputy.
It's part of the plans.
Okay.
I like it.
Very cool. Okay, you guys hang on, okay? We got a break for the news, and we'll come back. We'll talk more with Anthony and Jamal about their show, Trash. It was at the Den Theater, and you can see it through May 15th. We'll give you all the details on that. The news is next, right after this. All right. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich is here at 5 with the opening bell and the great Steve Cochran at 6. And we are here until 5. Dmitry Samarov, my good friend and writer and artist, will be joining me after 3 o'clock in studio to talk about the latest stuff that he's been doing. But right now, we're talking with Anthony Whitaker and Jamal Howard from the New American Folk Theater. Their latest production is a show called Trash. It's at the Den Theater, 1333 North Milwaukee. It runs through May 15th. NewAmericanFolkTheater.org is the website, but we have a link on our Facebook page to make it easy. So go to Facebook.com/NickDShow. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about, remind us again about the New American Folk Theater, how long it's been around, mission statement, all that good stuff.
We started 4 years ago, right? 4 years ago? Something like that. Yeah, we started as a little Mickey and Judy, let's do a show in the backyard kind of company.
Yeah.
And we have now done about 2 shows a year for the past 4 years. And our mission is to tell the American story using the resources available to us. The concept of folk art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, paint the side of a barn or, you know, a tin roof or something.
Okay.
Paint what you have.
Yeah. How many people are in the company?
We're at 11 now.
Yeah.
That's got to be gratifying. It started out with just like a couple of people.
I met another couple that was in a production of Rocky Horror with me and said, hey, let's do
Tim Curry's birthday yesterday, by the way.
Yeah.
70 years old.
Rock on.
Yes. Man, oh, man. All right, so the New American Folk Theater. You started now, how many? You said you've done 2 shows a year for about two now. When did you start your association with the Den?
From the very beginning.
From the beginning. Yeah. It's been your home since the beginning.
It was. They were hiring bartenders, and bartenders got a discount on theaters. So, yeah. I said, of course they did.
That's the fantastic world of storefront theater. Yeah. If you bartend for us, your rent will be a little cheaper.
You got
That's
it.
That's exactly
yeah.
it.
Yeah. All right. Very cool.
But it's been a great home.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
the Den's a very, very comfortable place.
Yeah.
If you haven't been,
it's a great place.
You can take a nap.
Yeah. Your couches.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell me about Trash. Who's the playwright and all that?
Trash is a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
it's by a writer named Johnny Drago, who was in Atlanta, and he's just moved to New York recently. He's really big right now in the Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
It is billed as Anna Nicole meets the Glass Menagerie in an episode of Hoarders.
All right, I got it.
Yeah.
That's a very descriptive way of talking about
it. It's set in a trailer in somewhere in the South.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the story of Jinx Malibu, who is the former star of a series of softcore action adventure movies called, can I say it?
Well, I don't know. If you don't know, you can say it, then don't.
Rocket P-word.
Oh.
Okay.
Penis?
No.
Oh.
Meow.
Oh.
Oh!
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah. And she hasn't worked in about 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and she also hasn't left her trailer in about 20 years, and so it's filled with trash.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives with her beloved family,
mm-hmm.
her son Loogie, her daughter Smudge, and her mother Other Mama.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's a beautiful story. It's a little bit Sunset Boulevard, a little Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, a lot of Glass Menagerie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually a really campy, crazy play with a part to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I was really attracted to because I moved to Chicago in the early 90s when you were doing White Trash Wedding and a Funeral with the beautiful Amy Seeley doing that great monologue about Loretta Lynn getting trapped, you know.
Yep.
And The Annoyance was doing all that great stuff
that
they were doing, the Miss Vagina Pageant and Quid Prison Sluts.
Right.
And I was in Cannibal Cheerleaders.
Oh, were you?
So I'm trying to bring raunchy theater back to Chicago.
Yeah.
Well, you have my blessing.
You're good.
Just considering I directed a lot of trashy theater, including White Trash Wedding and a Funeral. So now you're in it as well.
I am Jinx Malibu.
Yeah. Do you like performing in drag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a long, long stint in Greater Tuna.
Oh, okay.
So I'm familiar with pantyhose.
Yeah. It's fun, isn't it? I was in Bitches for a while.
Yeah.
And all the guys were mad at me because I had very long hair then, and I was the only one who didn't have to wear a wig. And everybody was really mad at me. You know what was really funny about that show is that there were 13 guys in the – for people who don't know, it was Sean Abley wrote it, and Amy Seeley. And it was called Bitches, and it was loosely based on the Texas cheerleader scandal where the mother hired somebody to kill
– Wanda Holloway.
Yeah, Wanda Holloway. Exactly. Of course you know the name. Of course you do. The great Holly Hunter performance in that movie. How phenomenal was
she
in that
movie?
The things
you do for your children.
Exactly. So it was loosely based on that, right. And it was 13 guys in drag. And the production that I was in, there were six guys who were straight. There were six guys who were gay, and there was one guy who was so far in the closet he was in Narnia. So you know the type. So each night after the show, it would be either straight night or gay night. So we would like all go to a straight bar, or we'd all go to a gay bar, and it was just, you know, they would switch off every night. And I just remember some of the times that do you guys know Mitchell Fain? Mitchell, he's been in the theater world for a long time. He tours a lot. Anyway, Mitchell was my. When we went to some of the gay bars that were a little like for straight guys, there were some gay bars that we went to where it was like, oh man, you walk in and.
Did you go to Charmers?
Yes. yeah, we went to some where it was like, whoa. So Mitchell was always my boyfriend. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like we went in and he was always like, don't worry about it. Just stay close to me. You'll be fine. And then, you know, not that I mean, I'm not, you know, it doesn't bother me at all, but. So we used to go to some of these places. I'm trying to remember some of the. There was one in particular that was like, it wasn't that one. I can't remember the name of the bar. I can't remember it. Anyway, so we would do that each night. But the funny thing was, and I don't know if this is true of other shows that you've worked on, it took the straight guys to get ready for the show 10 seconds. It was like slap on the makeup, put on the wig, sit down, play Uno. That was basically what we would do in the green room. Yeah. Whereas like the gay guys, it would take them half hour, 45 minutes.
Well, you gotta look perfect.
No, I know you got like I know. And then, but you could always like anybody who saw the show could always tell the gay guys from the straight guys, yeah. Like oh they you know this that's a guy who knows how to perform in drag. That's a really good performance.
I think of it as my like transformation time.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's very like M. Butterfly.
He has a picture of Judy backstage.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Absolutely. Now, the character that you're playing, is she inspired by Anna Nicole?
Yes, she is. Yeah. She's actually literally inspired by the song Malibu.
By Courtney? Love?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's one of my favorite songs.
He listened to Courtney a lot while writing it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so perfect. The perfect artist to listen to when you're writing a show called Trash.
Yeah.
Well, and I love Courtney, man. I think she's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she was kind of one of those figures, too.
Clearly.
For a while. You weren't sure if she was going to make it or not.
Yeah. You know, it's the thing about Courtney Love that I'm always, because I always find myself having to defend Courtney Love because so many people actively hate her.
Right.
And no, they do. I mean, people get, you know, they just can't stand her. And I would always say this is my argument was, you know, if she were a man and acted and did the same exact things that she did, but was a man, she'd be considered a cool rock star.
Exactly.
But because she's a woman and a mother, like people go immediately, she's an idiot. You know, Keith Richards has kids. Yeah.
He's kind of an idiot.
Well, but my point being is that if she weren't a woman, she'd be considered a badass rock star.
Exactly.
And you know what she is? She's a badass rock star.
And a really kind of kick-ass actress.
Oh, she's terrific. Mm-hmm. I love Courtney
Love. Larry Flint.
She's great in that.
What's that Western? With Elvis Costello.
Not Walker. The other one. It's the name of a Clash song. What in?
It's right after what Sid and Nancy.
What the hell? How am I blanking? Dan, please look this up. It's an Alex Cox movie.
I'm sorry.
They made it. It's named after a Clash song. Everybody's in it. Like Everybody's the Clash is in it. Joe Strummer is in it. Courtney Love is in it. Straight to Hell.
Straight to hell.
Okay.
That's a porn movie.
I would have smashed my head against the wall had I not gotten that one. But anyway, I'm a fan. But that's cool. So it is. Now, you said that what's the set like? It's minimalist?
No.
No, you guys No, you went all out for this.
We did.
Yeah.
We had a great team, a great production team, and we built a really awesome living room made of trash. There's a huge trash pile that works as sort of a yurt that we lovingly call the trash yurt.
Yeah.
There's just stuff everywhere on that stage. It feels so uncomfortable.
That's
so
good.
Much fun.
That's really cool.
And one of the great things about the set is that we use a lot of found objects. It's trash. It's clean trash, but trash.
Right.
And there's a lot of stuff from our apartment.
Just stuff you brought from home?
Yeah, stuff we brought from home.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff from the den, actually, that was either about to be thrown away or just been in storage for a while.
Yeah.
So
we scavenged everybody's strike nights.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's great.
It was a lot of fun putting
that
together.
What do you play in it?
I play Mr. Hollywood, so I'm the I'm the mean internet blogger that comes in looking for a story, and definitely finds it.
Yeah,
he's sort of
family.
The gentleman caller,
like
the
gentleman.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk more.
Cool.
Anthony Whitaker is here, Jamal Howard from the New American Folk Theater. Their new show is called Trash. It's at the Den Theater on Milwaukee through May 15th, and we'll talk more right after we take a break here on 720 WGN. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Anthony Whitaker, Jamal Howard from the New American Folk Theater are here. They are part of a show called Trash at the Den Theater. Runs through May 5th. What's the actual schedule? What are your performances weekly?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 6. And then we have two more Monday night performances. This coming Monday is a $10 industry night for actors, as you know. And when's the other?
May 2nd.
Okay. May 2nd. Okay. And now it's Johnny Drago who wrote it. Did he come to see the show?
He's coming Friday night.
He's coming.
He's
going to
talk
this
back
Friday.
After the show.
So there's
Friday.
A Q&A afterwards on Friday night's performance.
We
the actual playwright.
Out.
That's all. Congratulations.
This is our second in a row. Ed Howard, who wrote Greater Tuna, wrote our last show, The Summer of Daisy Fay, and he came for our final weekend.
Oh, that's great.
It was.
That's really cool. You guys going to be nervous that night?
Yeah.
I mean, the playwright's going to be in the audience.
I mean, we're nervous every night a little bit.
I'm always nervous. I'm nervous because I now have to actually learn my lines.
Oh, yeah, you can't not be off book when the author is in the house.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not
Trash premiered, though, at a place called Onstage Atlanta, which is where I got my first paycheck.
Oh, that's nice.
19 years old.
That's kismet.
It is kismet.
Yeah, that's great.
Thing.
That's really, really great.
Johnny's gotten a lot of attention lately. He's involved in live all-male episodes of Designing Women that are playing in Atlanta. And they've been kind of an internet sensation.
So is the part that the African American guy who passed away, Machen, what's it, Dan? Do you
Anthony? Oh, what was it?
Meshach Taylor.
Meshach Taylor.
Does a woman play that role?
I don't know.
Okay,
he's not.
I don't know.
I've only seen one scene from it online.
Oh, okay.
It's where Julia gets her head stuck in the banister of the governor's mansion. I don't remember. It might have been a drag king. I can't remember.
Oh,
honestly.
Okay. All right. So, in terms of the show Trash, I happen to be guilty of watching a lot of those crappy shows. I watched the Anna Nicole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And my favorite to this day, my favorite awful reality show, which I adore, is Being Bobby Brown.
That show was
unbelievable. And is that aesthetic about it actually just being guilty but really enjoying this kind of?
It is.
It's got to be part of the show, right?
The author and I connected on that the first time we talked about how we have a real guilt at enjoying Anna Nicole, and we can't enjoy it as much.
Yeah.
Watch the Anna Nicole Holiday special.
Oof.
It's like 14 train wrecks headed right at
I don't think
each
I've
other.
Seen that. I oh watched the show.
It's on YouTube.
China's on it.
Yeah, well, that's not a surprise.
China was in Anna Nicole's last movie, which
I don't
know what it was called.
Yeah.
Helicopters or something.
Yeah. Well, China, there's another. China was on the Surreal Life. She was on, and then she was on the Dr. Drew thing, Celebrity Rehab.
Oh, yeah.
God, Celebrity Rehab was one of those shows that, you know, when I was a drinker, I'd watch that show and then feel good about my situation.
Yeah,
you know, I'd be like, oh, that's not too bad. I'm only drinking 10 hours a day. So, you know, and then, like, if you're, I would always think, and this applies to your show as well, I would always think, like, I don't need to clean my apartment up. I'm watching Hoarders. I'm in great shape.
Yeah.
You know what, I mean? It's like you want to live in denial for the rest of your life. Watch the Dr. Drew shows. Watch Hoarders. You could be drunk and live in a terrible place.
And then watch Maury.
And then watch Maury.
And go, well, at least I don't have a bunch of kids.
Yeah. So that's part of it. Like, so if people out there who are listening right now share that kind of guilt, but the thrill of watching that kind of crap, they should come see the show.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You're home.
Yeah.
You're home.
Yeah.
But I will say, it is a play that is really, really funny until it's not.
Oh, okay.
That's sort of our tagline.
Okay. So, like, the consequences for that kind of stuff are explored.
Exactly.
So it's, like, campy until it's not campy anymore.
Yeah.
In the words of Debbie Allen, fame costs.
Okay.
Right here is where you start paying.
Okay. What do you guys got? Is there anything that you're working on in the future that you guys are thinking about doing next?
Lord.
Well, in the very near future.
I mean, you guys are only in the middle of your run. I don't mean to put you on the spot or anything.
Good.
But
we've started a cabaret series at the Den. There's a new cabaret space on the first floor, which is wonderful to perform in. And every other month, we'll pick a different subject and do a cabaret with music based on that subject. So the next one we have coming up is with Jim Henson as the subject. So we're doing
May 10th.
And so is that, do you guys write the songs and write the story?
No, we do.
Do you wing it?
We just call a bunch of friends together and go, pick your favorite Jim Henson song. So far we've did Tom Waits. In November, we did Oz as a subject, and then we showed The Dark Side of Oz, the Pink Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And the last one we did was Christopher Guest. So we did music from Christopher Guest movies.
Wow. And the next one is Jim Henson.
Yeah. So
who came up with Jim Henson?
I did, actually.
You did, yeah.
Yeah. If you come up with it, then you have to organize
it.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
It's best to just keep your mouth shut.
So that sounds fun. That's on May 10th.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Our next show is, we're still working on details, finding a home and so forth.
Yeah.
Because as you know, the theater scene in Chicago is constantly changing. So we're trying to find a place for a musical. It's called Dirty Girl. It's Cinderella set in a trailer park in Georgia. We love trailers.
Clearly.
This is our season of the trailer park. We decided to just put that on the brochure.
That's cool. That's very, very cool.
Covers us.
I also directed a show called Menage a Trailer, which was Laura McKenzie wrote it, and I directed it. And it was three different stories that took place in three different trailers.
It was
we called it a triptych of trash. That's what the subtitle was of it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I've actually directed a couple shows that took place in trailer parks, which is a lot, or in trailers themselves. It's a lot of fun. You get to really let loose, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be fun for you to play a character just like that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah. Because I saw a lot of these. I'm related to a lot of these people. And it's really funny because occasionally here in Chicago, we get reviews that say we're doing unfair, stereotypical. And I'm like, this is where my sister lives. Yeah. Knock on the trailer to the right.
We've had some, you know, this just goes with the territory of people just not, you know, you're mocking these stereotypes. But what I said when we were doing White Trash, I said, here's the deal. We can be as outrageous as we want and as loud as we want and as over the top and disgusting as we want. But if you don't like the character that you're playing, you got no business being here. If you do not love this character and completely convicted to this character's needs and wants, it's going to suck. And it's going to come off looking like you're judging the character. You're not.
Right.
So that's the point. That's how it works.
I never think of it as mocking. In the same way that I don't ever think of my character as drag.
Yeah. No, you're playing a woman. You're playing a woman.
Exactly.
I'm playing Jinx, yeah.
Absolutely.
And she's a beautiful and tragic woman.
Yeah.
with a bad wardrobe.
Well, it sounds great to me, man. And good luck with everything that you guys do. The New American Folk Theater and Trash runs weekends at the Den Theater on Milwaukee, and you can check it out through May 15th. The NewAmericanFolkTheater.org. But we have a link on our Facebook page, guys. Always a pleasure. Come back anytime.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we got the news, and then after the news, Dmitry Semeroff will be here live in studio.